Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening in to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in to the show as well. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook, and then, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show, The Frank W. Show on Twitter. You can also catch me on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. The show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become a friend of the show. And that way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or you're listening through Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That number again, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, one quick story before I get into the show. Sometimes when I'm at home in the mornings, I can watch a couple of these judge shows. So the judge's show yesterday, and at the end they let people call in with questions. And the girl called in and she said that, now get this, she said she asked if she could sue the bar that she was in. Could she sue them if she was drunk, riding a mechanical bull, signed a waiver, and fell off the bull and hurt herself, and later found out that the mechanical bull operator at the bar was drunk, along with her? I mean, come on. You got on the bull. You seen people fall off the bull. You seen people drunk fall off the bull, I'm sure. If you're in this place and you're on that bull, that means that you've been in there before, you've been in there a lot, and you got your nerves up. And you done had them up before, because this isn't your first time riding a bull. If it was your first time riding a bull, you would have gotten on the bull before you got drunk. Y'all with me? Unless you were drunk when you got to the bar and wanted to get on the bull. But if it's my first time getting on the bull, I wouldn't want to get on that bull drunk. So she was drunk. She got on the bull, started riding the bull, and the bull tossed her. It's a mechanical bull. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Tossed her. She got hurt. Now she want to sue the bar because she found out later that the guy that was operating the bull was drunk. I'm going to give y'all my judgment on this. She's suing them. Let's say she's suing them for, $80,000 or something like that. Okay. So she come into court, do her thing, and I'm telling the bar, like, y'all don't even have to say anything. We gonna make this quick and easy. You told me your story, and I'm denying your suit. Man, you signed a waiver. It didn't matter who was handling it. You signed the waiver. So, and you probably already know that sometimes the guys that handling the bull drunk. We're going to get you out of here real quick. Judge Matthew, put it out real quick. Get out of my courtroom. You are crazy. Anyway, guys, those were just now joining the show. Thank you guys for listening. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and follow the phone screeners prompts. and join in with the show. All right? Today's episode, guys, is why do men give up everything in a divorce? Why do men give up everything in a divorce? Now, I don't mean all men, so don't go there with me. Okay? You know, I'm talking about some men. Just like I do with everything else. You guys get so upset with me. But I'm not saying everybody. Of course it can't be everybody. So I'm saying some men. Why do some men give up everything in a divorce? And I discussed this with a few men. And, you know, a couple of them say, you know, they don't want to hang on to anything that'll remind them of her. You know what I'm saying? And then some of them said that they didn't want to fight over anything. They were just like, you take it all, I'll go find me a place to stay, and I'll start over, okay? So let's take those two. The one that you know, said, hey, keep everything. I'm going here. I'm going to start over. You know, I could see him saying that, you know, if he had kids and stuff like that, he want them to be pretty much not to change a whole lot in the household right then. It's just him leaving. You know what I'm saying? They not bungling up all the furniture and moving it to here and half of it over here and all this stuff. He's just like, keep everything. You just keep it the way it is and y'all, you know, y'all keep going. You know, she's got custody of the kids, yada, yada. That's why he give up everything. That's one reason. The other, on the other hand, the guy who doesn't want anything to be associated with her, they probably broke up, you know, on really bad terms. All right? They probably getting divorced and they're on really bad terms. So, you know, this could be flip-flop either way. It could be her or it could be him thinking this away. He can have everything. I don't want nothing to make me think about him. I don't want to give anything to remind me of him, okay? And the men are the same way. They don't want to have anything to remind them of her. But, you know, according to how long they've been together, that, you know, that could be tough. I mean, you know, things, you know, some things that you see remind you of people. You know, you see a certain thing that remind you of, you know, I hear a certain song. I know one of my childhood friends, his favorite song was I think it's the 23rd of September or something like that. It was 20 September. You know, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. 23rd of September, I believe it is. That's his favorite song, right? So when I hear that song, I think of him. Y'all with me? So it's a lot of different things that make you think about people. So he doesn't want anything to make him think about her, but he could hear a song. Y'all know what I'm saying? That can make him think about her. May have been her favorite song. May have been their favorite song. You know, go out one night and you riding through the street and go by a restaurant that y'all used to frequent. That'll remind you of her, according to how long y'all been together. But if you're getting a divorce, you've been married, so, you know, but, hey, I guess that has nothing to do with it. People get married these days and stay married for, what, 30 days or something? Then they're getting a divorce? Mayhem. Mayhem. See, I said mayhem, and that made you think about the guy from Allstate that fall off the houses and all that, right? So it's different things that make you think about people. But that's something that where, you know, the men just want to give up everything and try to start over. And give up everything because he doesn't want anything to remind him of her. Furniture, bed, you know, couches, plants. All that, you know. You know? So, but I don't know. I guess this divorce word isn't in my vocabulary. I don't think of that. You know, I want you guys to think about getting ahead, going ahead with her, okay, and making it work, because there's some reason that you guys got tied up together. There was a reason you got married. So you know, of course, sometimes things don't work out, can't work out, gotta break up, but, you know, try to do everything you can not to. Try to pull out all the stops you can in order not to get to that point of a divorce. Okay? Because from things that I've seen, it could turn your life upside down for years. Years. And I don't know, you know, some people can't handle that. Some people go into depression. So something may have happened, you know. And even if something may have happened, then try to figure out, you know, how to forgive for it and try to move on. But, you know, that should be the end all. You know, when you get divorced, you should be, you know, it's like standing on the edge of the cliff, you know, with your toes squeezing over the edge so you won't fall over. You're at that point. I understand that. But somebody can grab you by the shirt collar, pull you back from that edge, and things can move forward. So think about that, guys. Think about that. Instead of giving up everything, just keep everything. Y'all with me? A little while back, I talked about, I also talked about writing a book. I forgot that I had the title of the book around somewhere, but I can't put my hands on it right now. But I, you know, if I remember right, my memory serves me correctly, it's like, be sure to look behind the person that you're, you know, working with or seeing to find out who's behind them. You know what I'm saying? Who he has encountered or encountering right now. You know, some of these guys, you know, working with a few women at one time, trying to juggle, you know. So you got to find out where he's, how things are going with him, what he's doing, before you can even get going with a guy. And that's the short book that I want to write. I think I can type it up the way I want it, and then I'll be in good. I'll be way down the road if I can get that going. So I'm going to try that. Y'all look out for that. Anyway, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. A few people just now joining the show. Welcome. Why do men give up everything in a divorce? And I was telling my listeners before, but, you know, I talked to some guys and a couple of things came up. They just give up everything in order not to have anything that'll remind them of her. Or on the other hand, they give up everything in order to keep the household running as normally as they can. Just that, you know, he's out. He's gone. But furniture, everything else is all in place, and he didn't want anything. He didn't want to get the kids out of their normal way of life, I guess, if that's right. But anyway, that's what we were discussing, and I just talked about a few things on both sides. That coin, some of the pros and some of the cons, but I also talked about, you know, trying to do everything you can to keep your marriage intact and to try to stay together. And like I said, I know things happen, but you know, try to forgive, move on. And try to get things back to the way they were before they got out of hand. Okay? So, you know, that's the way we have to do as men. And even with, you know, 1,000 people listening to the show, if one person out of that 1,000 hear this, one guy out of this 1,000, we hear this, and maybe at the edge of that rope, and could say, man, you know, we thought about getting a divorce. Well, Frank may be right. We don't have to get a divorce. We could talk to somebody and see if we can sell things back down, start to understand how to sell it down. I've been married 24 and a half years now, so I may have a little bit of knowledge on this. So, you know, I'd say just do everything you can to keep things going, not to give up. Don't give up. Because if it's kids involved and this and that, then things get really, really hairy. If it's just you and her, that's a different story. But if there are kids involved, the person that gets hurt the most, not you, not her, but the kids. And that's what you want to try to prevent. So things can get back to, you know, the fire can get back. If you blow air on that fire, if you let that fire get some air, it's gonna breathe and it's gonna get hot. So that fire can get hot again in the relationship. But you gotta breathe on it. You gotta blow on that fire and make it burn. Fire in the relationship. And that's what you have to do. But like I say, a lot of guys, you know, don't want to, you know, just want to give up everything. and not you know, don't remind her, him of her. But like I said, it's a lot of different things that remind you of people. You know, it may not be a woman or anything like that. I was saying earlier, I got a childhood friend that I grew up with. One of his favorite songs was the 23rd of September. So whenever I hear that, I think about him. You with me? So, you know, you might be going, you know, you may be driving past a restaurant that you and your wife used to go to all the time. That's going to remind you of her. You know? And this kind of funny, but you could have been down, you could have been out somewhere and had a little fender bender somewhere. And the next time you pass by that spot, you're like, man, me and my girl had a little wreck right there. That make you think of her. So it's almost never gonna be. That's not gonna happen. You know. So, but I understand what he's saying. You know, just want to drop everything. Just don't want anything to do with her. You keep everything. I'm gone. I don't want none of this stuff because it reminds me of you. You know? And that's what happens. But like I said, things happen in a relationship to make you want to bust it apart. But, you know, like I said, try to do everything you can before you get to that point where you're standing on the edge right there with your toes curled over the edge, holding on, trying not to fall over the edge. And there's someone there that can pull you back and you guys can, things can turn around. I know they can. I know they can. I've seen it turn around for other people. So why not you? Can happen. Anyway, guys, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. Again, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. I've got a special song. Not right now. But I have a special song that I'm gonna bring in on the show tomorrow. So you guys have to join me in 23 and a half hours. For that, tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., join me for that song, special song that I'm gonna integrate in the show, as well as another great topic. Okay, so lately I've been getting some good stuff to talk about. You guys been feeding me information, things that you might want to hear. And I've been using that to make these shows happen. And I appreciate that. So keep sending me messages about some things that you want to hear and or talk about. And even if you have someone, a professional that you'd like to hear on the show, a lawyer, you know, I may be able to get a doctor on the show or an accountant or whatever, any kind of professional, I'll see about setting that up for you guys as well, because this is your show. I'm just somebody in the chair. Take care, guys, and again, join me tomorrow for that special song. And we'll get it all.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. gonna promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, oh. I